name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the Nativity of the Theotokos. Her birth itself, you know, was a miracle brought by God, in that her parents, Joachim and Anna, were advanced in age and had not had any children. The Jews saw this barrenness as a sign of God's punishment for sin. And so they were considered outcasts because of this, their situation. St. John of Kronstadt, in one of his homilies on this feast, writes, "The event that we celebrate, the birth of the God-chosen maiden, brought joy to all the world, for the God-man, Jesus Christ, who shone forth from her, destroyed God's curse which weighed heavily upon the transgressing and accursed human race, and brought God's blessings upon it. Having trampled down inherent death, he gave people eternal life. Thus the Holy Church explains the cause of the present joy. The parents of the ever-virgin sorrowed long over their barrenness. They prayed long and fervently to the Lord that he loose this barrenness, which was considered a punishment from God for sins. They gave much alms in order to incline the mercy of the All-Merciful, endured the reproach of their countrymen, and through this sorrow and ceaseless prayer and good works, they gradually purified their spirits and burned ever greater with love and dedication to God, thus being prepared by God's providence to give blessed birth to the most blessed daughter, chosen out of all people to be the mother of the incarnate Word." St. John of Kronstadt. So we see that Joachim and Anna were pious. They were devoted to God. And God blessed them with a child that would grow up to bear within her womb the only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Messiah. Out of a seemingly hopeless situation, God brought unimaginable blessings, not only to Joachim and Anna, but to all of mankind. He attended to the prayers, the specific prayers of Joachim and Anna, but his work was infinitely beyond the two elderly people who just desired to have a child. So today we give thanks for their faithfulness and their critical role in God's plan of salvation. We don't know how God uses the events in our lives for building up of his kingdom, but we can be certain that every act, every single act of faithful obedience to his holy will has ramifications beyond our own set of circumstances. Let us, dearly beloved, seek his holy will. Let us be eager to do his holy will by the grace of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.